At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets are winding down the regular season. They'll take on the Orlando Magic final Friday night home game at Spectrum Center. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. We'll give you our game preview for Hornets versus Magic round four. Also, we've got some breaking news for you later on here in the podcast. We're going to have a special guest with me in studio, Liz Rakoff, Vice President of Marketing for Hornets Sports and Entertainment, with some news about the upcoming summer for Hornets Hoops summer camps, including some special guests will be arriving at one of those camps. You're not going to want to miss that a little later on here in the HHC. And also, of course, the big breaking news over the last couple of days here at Spectrum Center and with the Hornets head coach Steve Clifford will step down at season's end. We will talk further about that as well. And helping me on all of those topics, one of our favorite guests here on the HHC, he covers the team on SI Now, Skylar Callahan, joining us once again here on the Hornets Hivecast. Skylar, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, Sam. Thanks for having me back on. It's a blast, as always.
Well, we were planning to have you on regardless, and then we got a little bit of breaking news earlier in the week centered around Hornets head coach Steve Clifford. He will step down at season's end. We talked at length about it yesterday with several quotes from the press conference from both head coach Steve Clifford, as well as executive vice president of basketball operations, Jeff Peterson as well. Highly encourage you to go back through the archives and check that out. You were monitoring the press conference. You've been monitoring the team and talking to coach for quite some time now, not just this season, but prior as well. Your thoughts on head coach Steve Clifford announcing that he will step down at the end of the season?
Yeah, I don't really think it was a huge surprise to anybody. I think this was kind of set in motion a while back, and really I go back to even the change in the front office with Mitch Kupchak and that going over to Jeff Peterson, the ownership change. And any time you have change, whether it be ownership and front office, and in this case both, I think you kind of look at the head coach as well and say, well, is there an opportunity for there to be change there? And that's kind of what I expected from the get-go, and especially with all the injuries and everything that's been going on. The last 2 years have been really long and really taxing for everybody involved, including Cliff. And he kind of mentioned that yesterday in his press conference. It's kind of taken a lot out of him. Yeah, I mean, who could blame him? So I think, for Cliff, he's just had a bad deal of luck. And I don't think a lot of people kind of understand everything that he's been dealt. And they just look at the win-loss record and think, that's how he should be judged. But to me, that's not the case at all. He's one of the best basketball minds in the game. And I think he's going to do a lot of really good things, whatever role he's going to play with the Hornets. It sounds like that they're trying to finalize something to where he can work in the front office in some way, shape, or form. And I think that's going to add tremendous value to the front office. It's going to help out Jeff Peterson. The two had a little bit of time together in Brooklyn. And who knows Charlotte basketball more than Steve Clifford? I mean, he's been here during the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. So he knows what it takes to win here. He knows this roster, and I think he can help kind of be that bridge for the next coach. And I think he may have a little bit of a part of that process in finding that next guy.
Yeah, he's a tremendous resource on a lot of levels. If indeed he does go into the front office, which everyone was alluding to, the only reason I'm being a little coy about it is because it wasn't finalized in a press release. And so until it's final, want to make sure that that is in there. But it does seem that, you know, all parties have that as the desired end result come season's end. But there's so many different ways that Coach Clifford's expertise can be of value to coaches, to players, to the front office, evaluating players, his role. And rightfully, you know, he stayed in his lane. He was focused on, give me the players, I will coach them up and make them the best that they can be, and the team the best it can be. And he's been successful in that every step of the way. Despite injuries, despite ailments, he has worked himself into the ground trying to find a way to take a team that has suffered more injuries than in the last 2 years than any other team in the NBA and somehow try and turn it into a winner. The mountain was too tall to climb for any person, but he certainly gave it everything he could to try and find those answers. But in the future, yeah, you know, he's going to be able to evaluate players and help in those assessments, help coaches devise plans offensively, defensively, how to work against different schemes out there in the NBA. He's a tremendous, tremendous resource. Do want to go back to just how good of a coach he is, because something you said there I think is really important, and that is, you know, how you judge a coach. And so often fans do it based off wins and losses, and I get it. It makes sense. That's how we're all judged in professional sports. It's wins and losses. But I think really the true measure of a coach is not just championship rings and wins and losses, but based off the expectation of their squad, how much they win. Phil Jackson's not one of the greatest coaches of all time because he's got all those rings. It's because whenever he got a team that was capable of winning one, he almost always won it. That's the measure. And so, you know, to look at Coach Clifford and say that he's anything less than a success, I think is just crazy. And the biggest argument I have on his behalf, and he doesn't need me to do it, by the way, but the biggest argument I have is you look at the history for the two teams he's been the head coach of recently, and the only trips to the playoffs they have are under him. In the last 14 years of Hornets basketball, there have been, and Charlotte basketball, I should say, because it goes back to the Bobcats as well, there have been two playoff trips. Both were under head coach Steve Clifford. Before him, no playoffs. After him, no playoffs. Similar story for Orlando. This year, obviously, they're going to make it. But prior to this season, there had been 11 seasons of Magic basketball with, I think, five, six different head coaches. Only two playoff runs. They're both under Steve Clifford. It can't be that it just so happened those four seasons were the only seasons there was a playoff-capable roster, and he was just lucky. That's not it. He's an exceptional head coach. He made the most of every roster. It saddens me that the fate conspired to not give him a healthy group in these last 2 years to give it another shot, because I think he could have done something special. But all that being said, it doesn't detract from what kind of head coach he has been.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit it right on the head there with the playoff appearances and whatnot. And I think a lot of people kind of forget that, you know, just because the team made the play-in tournament those 2 years, one, that doesn't count as a postseason appearance, I think, by the NBA standards. And two, that was a completely different team. And that was really the team that he was hired to come here and coach. And that's not the team that he's had. You know, the injuries have been a big part of it. And he mentioned it yesterday that I think they've been 28th and 29th, and maybe even worse if you count in the Miles Bridges suspension in terms of rotation players that have missed games. So, I mean, the biggest mark for me with Cliff is that this entire time throughout these two very, very long years, he's never used injuries as an excuse. Now, he'll talk about how important health is, but he's never used that as an excuse as to why they lost a game or why they're struggling. He's always looking at what he's got to work with, what's available, and why they didn't execute on either end of the floor. And the other big part of this, too, is when you go through a season like this, or really two seasons like this, it's easy to kind of give up and wave the white flag or kind of pump the brakes on your effort. And that has not been the case whatsoever with this group. And you can even say that about last year's team as well. There may be two or three games where maybe the effort wasn't quite as, you know, up to par as where it should be. But in large part, I think it's been tremendous to see how hard this group has played. You've got guys in and out of the lineup. You had the trade deadline where new guys come in. You wonder what that's going to look like. guys that are coming from winning organizations to a team that's going to be picking in the lottery, well out of the draft, or well out of the postseason mix, and they're playing hard. And I think that shows a level of buy-in to their head coach, and it speaks level volumes to Cliff as who he is as a person and as a coach.
Agreed. Last thing that I wanted to throw in here in this Coach Cliff segment here with Skylar Callahan is, as much as we can point to the injuries and the absence and say, hey, this is, rotten luck, Coach Clifford would be the first to say no one should feel sorry for him, because he has got to live his dream, something all of us, or most of us, I should say, who work in this industry, work around the NBA or pro sports in general, really feel. We're grateful. We're blessed. We're the lucky ones that get to live out our dreams, and that's something that Coach talked about several times in his press conference a couple of days ago now, and I just wanted to share those comments one more time. Here's Hornets head coach Steve Clifford.
It's not what I wanted it to be, and yet, look, I don't know many people have had a better life than I have. I love this. I love the games. I love coaching. They're the best players in the world.
Skylar, I think those sentiments really ring true, and not that we shouldn't have some sympathy for the bad luck that the Hornets organization has had with injuries and absences, but Coach Clifford's not someone that, wants you to feel bad for him. He, like a lot of us, we are grateful for every day we get to have in this business and with these players and these teams and getting to live out our dreams. And that's a great life lesson, a life coaching moment from the Hornets head coach, Steve Clifford.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that's what makes Cliff so well-liked around the organization and from the players and on up, is he's 100% authentic. Like, what you get or what you see is what you get with Cliff. He's going to keep it real. He's very understanding of people and their situations, and he understands that, yeah, he has lived a blessed life. He's got to be an NBA head coach essentially three times now, and although it hasn't ended the way he maybe wanted to, he still gets to have that opportunity to be involved here in Charlotte if that front office role kind of comes to fruition. And like I said, I think he's going to be a tremendous value for Jeff Peterson and kind of bridging that to the next era of Hornets basketball. I think he's going to add a lot of value, and I think this place and this job is really in a good spot. And I think the next head coach, whenever they do come in, whoever that is going to go right directly to Steve Clifford and thank him for the job that he's done really over the last 2 years, kind of keeping the ship together and making sure that there's no fractured locker room or anything like that. These guys have bought into the vision, and I think that can carry over to any coach and whatever their philosophy is.
Team is certainly well positioned for the future, and head coach Steve Clifford has a lot of responsibility for keeping them on a positive path despite all the difficulties that they have encountered along the way. We'll have more with Skylar Callahan of SI now in just a moment. Coming up next, though, for all those fans out there with a youngster who has either already been inspired by the game of basketball or you're hoping they'll become inspired, we've got some breaking news coming up here on this edition of the HHC about Hornets Hoops summer camps. Liz Rakoff, Vice President of Marketing for Hornets Sports and Entertainment, will join me after this quick break here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. We are getting close to summertime, and even though the Hornets are going to be off the hardwood, there's plenty of younger hoopsters that are going to start their basketball journey or continue their basketball journey via Hornets Hoops Camps presented by Harris Teeter. Signups are now open for them, and helping us out and giving us some of the details here on the things to expect if you're looking to sign up your youngster, we have Liz Rakoff, Vice President of Marketing for Hornets Sports and Entertainment. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Hi, thanks for having me.
So an exciting time, always an exciting time around the offices, around your area of the building and Ty Bogues and all those folks who are working with our Hornets Hoops camps, which, by the way, run year round. There's some in the spring. There's some, you know, weekend ones. There's all kinds. But the summer camps are really the heart and soul of the program. And signups are now up for this upcoming summer. There's a special, special nugget that we're going to include in this segment as well. So definitely listen through it all. But tell us a little bit about what the experience is like for younger campers getting involved with Hornets Hoops.
For sure. So with Hornets Hoops program, we really strive to have a fun and exciting, high-energy basketball camp. We focus on the core fundamentals of basketball while making it exciting and a safe environment for our kids and families. Our coaching roster is filled with friendly staff that include former D1 athletes as well as some seasoned coaches.
And these camps are for not just the city of Charlotte or the surrounding walking distance within Spectrum Center. It goes all around the general area of the Queen City and throughout the Carolinas. Where are camps scheduled to be held for this summer, and what ages are each camp targeted towards?
So this summer, you're going to find us across the city. Just like you said, we'll be at Myers Park Presbyterian Outreach, Covenant Presbyterian Church, North Academy of World Language in Huntersville, Johnston YMCA, and NOTA. We're also coming back to South Carolina with 1 week in Fort Mill at Fort Mill High School. Camps run Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they begin in June, and we're going to run those through mid-August this year. And all skill levels are welcomed, ages 7 to 14.
That is good for me to know, so it doesn't matter how unathletic I might be, my 8-year-old self is still allowed in the building. And in all seriousness, this is a great way to get experience for kids that are totally basketball obsessed and have the big dreams of playing in the NBA, and those that completely look at it from a recreational standpoint and just want to get introduced to the game, or their parents want to introduce them to the game and make sure that they're having fun. It's going to be able to benefit regardless of what skill level you enter or hope to obtain through these camps.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a little bit more about what our campers can expect. So they're going to have that skill development, but they're also going to have the chance to play 5-on-5 basketball. That's what every kid wants to do. We recognize individual contest winners, and we have a team camp champ, and that ceremony happens on the last day of camp. Parents are actually welcome to attend that and see how that all goes. Plus, each camper is going to receive 2 ticket vouchers to a 24-25 regular season home game and a Wilson basketball, plus a reversible Hornets Hoops jersey.
Love it all. And by the way, just make sure you're constantly looking, no matter what age group your kids are. I have younger kids than this age group, and Hornets Hoops camps are available to them. These ones are for that 7 to 14 group. But, I mean, my kids loved it, and it's not even just the basketball, which they enjoy. The coaches do such a good job of putting interactive elements into these. They had, you know, running drills, but it's not just, hey, run from one line to the other. They put a parachute on the kids, and you should see them all light up. I mean, there's just all kinds of fun ways for your kids to fall in love with the game of basketball or have that love further stoked by being involved with Hornets Hoops camps. Now, I mentioned that there is some breaking news here that I am thrilled you are breaking here on the Hornets Hivecast. It's not just the normal coaches who are all fantastic involved with Hornets Hoops, but you have some special guests lined up for some of these summer camps.
Absolutely. So every year we have a fan favorite player camp. It's 1 week during the summer. This particular year, it's the week of June 10th. It's going to tip off our Hornets Hoops season. We're going to have special visits from 2 of our Hornets players. $1,000. And as you said, we're breaking it right here. During camp this summer, we'll have Seth Curry come and visit, as well as rookie standout Brandon Miller. There's some limited spots for this camp, so be sure you sign up right away and lock in this special camp experience for your camper.
That is amazing. That is huge. The dates again and location for this specific camp, this player camp that involves Brandon Miller and Seth Curry?
Absolutely. That is June 10th at Myers Park Presbyterian.
It's going to be awesome. And look, the Curry family has done camps for years, and they are legendary here in the Carolinas. And Seth has been involved in a lot of them, so this is awesome that he is going to have a part in this. This is as experienced a camp counselor in the NBA as you could possibly find, and just a great, great guy, and this is going to be awesome. And then Brandon Miller, a rookie, possible rookie of the year. He should definitely be in the running for that award. Three-time Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month, working on a fourth right now. His first taste of being a counselor, so to speak, for a Hornets Hoops camp. So this is a must-have if you've got a kid who's as obsessed with basketball as my younger self was. I wish I could rewind time and go back, I'm not going to say how many years, so I could be involved in this camp. Liz, if for those who have heard the news, want their child to learn from Seth Curry and Brandon Miller, how do they get registered? How do they make sure they have a spot in that camp this summer?
Absolutely. So for that camp, we have rolling registration, but I mentioned spots are limited. So go ahead and sign up now. What you can do is you can go online to hornets.com/hornetshoops, or you can follow us on Instagram @hornetshoops and click the link in bio.
Hopefully you can get a spot still for the player camp. Hopefully you can find one for any camp that meets your needs and your timeline. And again, keep monitoring that social media page year-round, because there are always new camps popping up. And whether it's for an entire week, for just an evening or an afternoon, a couple hours, they're great experiences. They tend to come with ticket vouchers, so you can take your little one to an NBA game in the coming season. It's a lot of fun. As someone, as a parent who has taken advantage of a couple of these camps, I can't recommend them highly enough. So please encourage you to go out, check it out. And especially if you want your child learning from Seth Curry and Brandon Miller, this is your summer. Liz Rakoff, thanks so much for joining us here and breaking some news with us here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be back with our game preview after this here on the HHC. Sam Farber back here on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Thanks again to Liz Rakoff, Vice President of Marketing for Hornets Sports and Entertainment, for joining us and sharing some breaking news about Hornets Hoops summer camps. Get excited. Get your kids signed up. You don't want to miss out on all the fun to be had this summer. Back with me now, we've got Skylar Callahan. He covers the Charlotte Hornets for SI Now, and we're going to talk about tonight's game, Hornets versus the Orlando Magic. Fourth and final meeting of the season. Of course, things have not quite gone according to plan for the Charlotte Hornets in the prior three. Right now, as things sit, the Hornets obviously eliminated.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets.
Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From postseason contention, Orlando everything to play for. Based off how these last few games go for them in the regular season, they could soar to as high as second in the Eastern Conference, have home court advantage all the way up to, perhaps depending on how things go, through the Eastern Conference Finals. Or if things go sideways on them, they could find themselves in the play-in tournament still. So they've got a lot to play for right now as they take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Obviously, Hornets are still dealing with a lot of injuries, Skyler, so we'll be a little careful here. We're not going to break any news in that front. We've already done some here at Hornets Hoop Summer Camps, but we don't know the injury status on several of the Hornets who missed the last game, notably Miles Bridges and Vasa Micic, who both missed the loss to the Portland Trailblazers. So we'll keep them out of our game preview for the moment, but keep your eyes peeled to Hornets social media for all the latest injury updates when it comes to Team Teal. So, Skyler, we need players to watch for the Hornets, players to watch for the Orlando Magic, and a stat to watch, other than points, because of course that's cheating. Whoever scores the most is going to win. Give me your pick here. Where do you want to begin? A Hornet, a stat, or a member of the Magic?
Let's go with the Magic. A member of the Magic. Paolo Banchero. I mean, it sounds too easy to go anywhere, or to go anywhere else but him, but I mean, he has just been special. The way that he's kind of transformed that franchise into turning them into one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. He's a matchup, a nightmare of a matchup for a lot of teams because of the way he can play kind of inside and out. And I think he's only getting started. I think he's going to become one of the better players in this league very, very quickly. And he's the heartbeat of that team. And obviously with all the injuries that Charlotte has had, it could make for a difficult matchup if they don't have everyone available for this one. So Paolo Banchero for me is the guy to watch for Orlando.
I like the pick. He's an all-star in just his second season, an outstanding young centerpiece to that franchise, and you know, really so much that has gone right for Orlando and quite frankly wrong for Charlotte centers around your young centerpiece being available. For the Hornets, LaMelo Ball, similarly an all-star in just his second season in the NBA. Clearly injuries sidelining him for the majority of this campaign. He only plays in 22 games, and the Hornets end up falling well shy of 500 in large part because of the injuries and absences. You look on the other side, Paolo Banchero has played in 73 games and counting now for the Orlando Magic and played at an all-star level, and that's it. You know, at some point, availability is the first ability, and if you don't have it, it's very hard to overcome that talent gap that ends up, you know, appearing when you don't have your all-star level players. So not to take anything away from Orlando, but I think for Charlotte, the true belief in the locker room in the front office is that had this team been healthy, maybe they're the hot team everyone's talking about instead of Orlando, but it wasn't meant to be. And certainly you got to give a lot of credit to Paolo Banchero for being available and being able to lead that team back to the postseason. I'll go in a slightly different direction, but kind of similar thought point here. I'm going to go with Franz Wagner, another one of their recent lottery picks who's had an outstanding season, and another guy who has been healthy for the most part all season long and really all career long. He played 79 or more games in each of his first two seasons. Little bit of an injury hiccup, I'll call it, this year, but he's on pace to play in at least 70 games this year. Certainly he's going to clear that 65 game threshold that the NBA has laid out for all NBA honors. He's averaging close to 20 points per game. He's coming off a really solid game against the New Orleans Pelicans, and you know, this is kind of the identity of Orlando, Skyler. Is they big? I don't want to say they're all that wide just yet, because these are a lot of young guys. They're going to get bigger and further develop physically, but they're already a big team, a physical team, and able to really be dominant for long stretches defensively. And Franz Wagner is right at the heart of that. Big kid. He can shoot it. He had 24 points in the win over New Orleans. He's been very, very good against Charlotte all season long. And whether he's scoring or not, he is at the heart of that defense that has been the second best in the NBA all season long. So two bigs that have a lot of skill and scoring ability, Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, are players to watch for the Magic. Where would you like to go next? Stat to watch or a Hornet to watch?
Let's go Hornet to watch. And I'm going to go a little off the beaten path here, I guess. I want to go Trey Mann, mainly just because these last stretch of games here, I'm really interested to see how he kind of performs, because I think this is an opportunity for him to kind of take a firm grasp of whatever his role is going to be moving forward. And when you get to the offseason, you know, Jeff Peterson is going to be looking at adding some backcourt help, I would imagine. And it depends on what kind of tier that you're going to be looking at? Are you looking at somebody that can come in and push for a starting spot in free agency or the draft? Is it going to be somebody that just kind of helps with the depth? I think Trey Mann's performance, not only in tonight's game, but these last few games, can kind of help influence that decision. So I think he's played well over the last month or so. He's averaging about 12 points a game. I think the one thing that he's got to really kind of work on is just taking better care of the basketball. And I know that's kind of a weird thing to kind of talk about because he's still kind of getting used to his teammates and learning how they play. But there's been a few games where he's had four or five turnovers. You can't have that. You've got to cut those numbers in half. But if he can take care of the basketball and continue to score it like he has at times, I think he's going to be a big part of this thing moving forward. So I'm interested to watch how Trey Mann goes tonight and moving forward.
Love the pick. I was anticipating you taking the guy I'm about to take, so Trey Mann was very high on my list, but we're not allowed to have a Hornets podcast here in this 23-24 season without talking glowingly about Brandon Miller, so I will take the low-hanging fruit here. Brandon, now a three-time Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. Were it not for Victor Wembanyama and the averaging a double-double and all these eye-popping numbers he's put up with San Antonio, I think Brandon Miller is a clear-cut NBA Rookie of the Year. Quite frankly, if the Hornets were closer to 500 and San Antonio still had the record they do, I think you'd make a strong argument that Brandon Miller would win it over Wemby just because the stats are close enough. He's in the right neighborhood close to Wembanyama that even though Wemby has the more impressive stat line, I mean, let's be honest about this. Victor is averaging 21 points and 10 rebounds per game, and he's a league leader in blocks. I mean, everything he does amazes. But Brandon Miller, to win that award, and this was the argument used early in the season for Chet Holmgren, the stats have to be close enough and the team has to be doing so much better as to surge you over the top. Clearly, the Hornets are not outperforming the Spurs. They have the same record, so that argument falls flat. But Brandon Miller's in the right neighborhood. 17 points per game, 37% from three. Compare that to Wembanyama, 21 points and 10 rebounds per game in a different position. So Brandon Miller, he's had an outstanding season. He's only getting better as the year wears on. 20 points per game so far this month. He had 18.5 points per game in March, 20 points per game in February. Shooting percentages, solid as a rock, even with the subpar shooting night the other night against Portland. He has been magnificent, and I love and appreciate every chance we get to watch him. He is more than worth the price of admission. If you need one more reason to come out and enjoy a great Friday night, the last Friday night of this season at the Spectrum Center, Brandon Miller comes to the top of the list. Go get your tickets at Hornets.com. Last but not least, we need a statistic to watch. It cannot be points, Skyler, because that's cheating, obviously. Whoever scores the most is going to win the game. What is the number you've got in mind?
Man, you took my thunder there. That's where I was going to go. But I'll go with the free throw line. Now, this is kind of a two-fold thing here because I think Orlando, they clearly have the advantage in the paint and on the glass. And we saw that just a few days ago when they squared off with the Hornets. And that's kind of been a problem for Charlotte all season long, especially due to the depth concerns that they've had. But I think you got to get to the free throw line more. They only got there 9 times against Orlando in the last matchup. And when you're trying to compensate for getting outmatched on the glass and in the paint, you've got to be able to get to the free throw line more. And I guess you could even kind of lump in 3-point percentage as well, too. They just were a little bit over 30% in that last matchup. So if you can up the 3-point percentage, get some more threes to sink in, get to the free throw line, I think 20 is a good number. If you get to the line 20 times in this game, I think that significantly increases Charlotte's chances to come out on top. So I know it's kind of two stats, but that's where I'm going.
Solid numbers. I'm going to go with rebounding for this one, and here's the reasoning why. Orlando is a very, very good defensive team. They are big. They are strong. They're not an exceptional shooting team. They're about average from the floor, and a lot of that is because they score a lot in the paint. They're one of the best teams in the NBA about getting into the paint and deriving a lot of their offense from easy putbacks, dunks, lay-ins, they use their size to their advantage. So if you're Charlotte, rebounding is a twofold thing here. One, you can't let Orlando dominate the offensive glass the way Portland did the night prior because they're going to make the most of those extra opportunities, even more so than Portland did. But also, you've got to generate a few extra of your own because that's your way to overcome the Magic. They're not a great shooting team. They're not a good three-point shooting team in particular. Quite frankly, they're a bad free throw shooting team. So if you're Charlotte, if you can get more looks at the basket than Orlando, you can honestly have a chance to beat one of the best teams in the NBA. If they end up, the Magic, taking five more field goals and 10 more free throws, then this is probably not going to go well. But if it's the inverse of that, if Charlotte takes 10 more field goal attempts and the same or more free throw attempts, then I really like Charlotte's chances to win this game. So rebounding is a key way to generate extra opportunities for yourself and minimize them for your opponent. So that's going to be the stat I'll have to watch for tonight's game, Hornets versus Magic. Either way, we know it will be written about in perfect form by Skylar Callahan after the game. He covers the Hornets for SI Now and kind enough to join us here on another edition of the HHC. Skylar, if we don't talk to you before, have an excellent summer, and thanks for all your help all throughout the season here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Yeah, appreciate it, Sam. Always a blast to be able to hop on here and talk about Hornets basketball with you. So yeah, you do the same, and look forward to how the rest of the season goes.
We are looking forward to it as well. That's Skylar Callahan of SI Now. Thanks to him. Thanks to Liz Rakoff, Vice President of Marketing for Hornets Sports and Entertainment, for joining us here and breaking that news about Hornets Hoops Summer Camp. Go get your youngster signed up right away for that. It's going to be a lot of fun all summer long. Thanks as well to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everybody here, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.